Welcome to episode 1200 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, a deeper look. And today we conclude a two-week exploration of Jesus' character, ministry, and purpose through song by spending a second day on William Cowper's deeply influential hymn, There is a Fountain Filled with Blood. This song has deeply shaped evangelical theology and worship practices. It has been widely used in communion services, baptisms, and calls to repentance, serving as a constant reminder of the foundation of Christian faith. Its enduring popularity signifies the ongoing need for believers to be reminded of the unfailing power of Christ's blood to cleanse, forgive, and redeem. The hymn has fostered a deep sense of gratitude in worship, cementing the understanding that all spiritual blessings flow from this singular, precious act of divine love and sacrifice on Calvary. Let's get deep. There is a Fountain Filled with Blood plunges us into a profound understanding of Jesus by vividly portraying his identity, the magnitude of his work, and the appropriate response he calls for. This hymn, with its powerful and sometimes stark imagery, serves as a theological and emotional anchor for believers, driving home the core tenets of Christian faith. This hymn deepens our understanding of who Jesus is by emphatically declaring his unique identity as the divine sacrificial lamb. The fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, immediately establishes his divine nature. Emmanuel means God with us, signifying that the bloodshed is not merely human, but the very lifeblood of God incarnate. This portrays Jesus as infinitely precious and perfectly holy, the only one capable of offering a spotless sacrifice sufficient to atone for the sins of the world. He is presented as the sovereign provider of salvation, whose power to cleanse is eternal and unmatched. The hymn implicitly shows Jesus as the ultimate fulfillment of Old Testament sacrificial systems, revealing him as the once-for-all Lamb of God. The hymn powerfully articulates what Jesus did through the central metaphor of the fountain filled with blood. This imagery directly points to his sacrificial death on the cross, where his blood was shed to atone for sin. His act was not merely suffering, but a specific cleansing work. Sinners are invited to plunge beneath that flood, to lose all their guilty stains. This highlights the substitutionary nature of his sacrifice. His blood was shed as a ransom, a payment for sin that humanity could never make. It underscores the active, complete, and effective nature of his atonement, demonstrating that through his willing suffering, he secured complete forgiveness and purification for all who believe. Finally, the hymn calls for a clear and personal response to Jesus' work. The invitation to plunge beneath that flood demands an act of faith, a personal reliance on his sacrifice. It evokes a profound sense of gratitude and awe, knowing that such a costly redemption was provided for vile sinners. The hymn's enduring declaration that his precious blood shall never lose its power inspires unfailing trust and assurance in the efficacy of his atonement, empowering believers to live freed from the chains of guilt. Our response, then, is one of continuous worship and praise, acknowledging that all the ransomed church of God are saved to sin no more, and forever celebrating the fountain of cleansing and life found only in him. Here's a modern version of the song.
There flows a crimson stream of love from Calvary's hill it pours. The blood of Jesus, pure and true, has opened mercy's doors. No stain too deep, no heart too lost. His grace can make us whole. The cross has paid what we could not. He's ransomed every soul. Crimson stream, wash over me. Let your power set me free. Every chain, every fear, broken by the blood shed here. Crimson stream, flow through my heart.
glad you found his peace in his final breath. Your promise echoes through the years. Life conquers over death. From generation unto generation, your mercy
Jesus' sacrifice is the foundation of our faith, the source of our cleansing, and the anchor of our hope. His blood, shed for us, remains unfailing in its power to forgive, purify, and transform every believer who comes to Him in faith. May we walk in daily gratitude and confident assurance, living lives of worship that testify to the unending power of the cross and the matchless love of Jesus, our Savior. Father, we thank You for the precious blood of Jesus, poured out for our cleansing and redemption. Help us to live each day in the freedom and assurance that His sacrifice has secured for us, walking in gratitude and trust. May our lives overflow with worship and reflect the power of the cross to a world in need of Your saving love. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.